AGP, thank you. Roll the agenda. Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone. Welcome to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting for Thursday, January 10th, 2013. Let the record reflect that it's about 8 minutes after nine and that we have a full board present. We have John Myers, who's coming in via Skype, seeing an empty hall. And no ghosts stepping forward. I'll immediately close public comment period. And we'll move to board announcements. Just like to remind everybody that the Morro Bay Winter Bird Festival is coming up and that we also have the Big Bad and the Ugly Surf Contest coming up in another month. And that those events are really wonderful winter events, and we appreciate the efforts of the organizers on those. And then from a hotel side, I'd like to just take a moment to recognize the passing of Paul Ray, the owner of the Pleasant Inn, and just what a wonderful family they are and how they've been involved with the Morro Bay Hotels for a number of years. And we're just send our condolences to the family and his daughters and sons and to Sandy over at the Pleasant Inn, and just our heartfelt thoughts go out to them. Are there any other board announcements? No. Then we'll close announcements at this time, and we'll move to approval of minutes. I was not at the last meeting, so I trust that all of you have had the opportunity to go over the minutes with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm looking for any changes from anyone or a motion to accept.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as stated.
I'll second.
Any discussion? No. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None? Okay. And now we move to unfinished business on our agenda, which reflects no unfinished business.
Why correct. The agenda may look much more shorter than normal.
Yes, the agenda for the Tourism Bureau has expanded. And Karen is smiling over that. Karen Moss. I have to be careful with that, right? Okay, we move to monthly reports now. And for that, we have A, the marketing report, and we have Sherry Clark from BCA. Welcome, Sherry. Happy New Year.
Something and the yellow indicates something, and we get it all in black and white.
All right, I'm going to try and run through this quickly because I know we have a ton of stuff to do today. So Happy New Year, everybody. And we are reviewing December and also some upcoming January marketing that's going on for Morro Bay. We had a very good November, so we're looking forward to keep on through the winter months with a successful return. This is, I'm not sure if that can it be moved down at all as far as seeing the top part of it? This is the California State Visitors Guide app this year, but I think this is a really valuable piece for us, so I'm glad to see it come out. That will be out for the whole year of 2013. And as we move through, we're just going to look at some of the marketing pieces. This is a co-op ad that we did in conjunction with Slow VCB. This was in 805 Living for their January-February issue, which is their food and wine issue, and we had a great representation of Morro Bay because those are all Morro Bay properties in there. It's our ad along with a couple of hotels there. So we're planning to do that again. We've got some VCB co-op to go over in the Tourism Bureau meeting. This is our Google Display ad campaign, which ran from mid-November through mid-December. It picked up again on the 7th of January, but these are the stats of almost 2 million impressions. This is just doing very, very well. And we're really excited, and we just found out the reporting that we can find out what websites this is serving to. This is a deal where it's behavioral targeting. If people are looking at travel or looking at Morro Bay or looking at California, those ads are served to their particular the websites that they're on. So this is a new marketing piece for us, and we're really, really pleased with it. This is our banner ad campaign for Sunset, also ran from November 20th to December 10th, and it was actually supposed to run until the 25th of December, and the impressions got served so quickly because people were clicking the heck out of it, and it started up again on January 2nd, so we'll see stats from that next month. See the it's serving ads on some of the different pages there. This is our Bay Area News Group banner ad campaign, which is mercurynews.com, Contra Costa Times, et cetera. And we flighted this in a couple of key months. We started very late August and went through the end of November. And so we're now on a break with it, is why we don't have the stats. We pick it up again February 15th and run through the middle of May. This is our slow VCB ad, which we changed up for restaurant month. This is just the banner ad on slow VCB. We don't have stats on it, but it will be up for the month of January and then revert back to our regular generic ad. This is our research study question. We went over this last month. We are getting the results from the destination tourism survey that was done by the Slow VCB tomorrow at the tourism workshop. So we should have next month, I'll have some tabulations on what people, how they answer the Morro Bay question along with county questions as well. This was our January hotel e-blast that went out the very end of December, and we are now recording opens and clicks off of this e-blast. So you can see we got a little over 2,100 opens and 406 clicks. We did an additional e-blast about a week after this, which was for the restaurant month, and also tabulated. It got more clicks. I think it was because it was a new image, new.
Do they know how many they served last year?
I don't know.
To compare that, to see if we.
I should check with them. I met with KSBY yesterday, who has a sponsorship with Slow VCB on this, and they said that it was up significantly, just their click-throughs on their website. So I think it's a going concern, and it's early. I mean, I think a lot of people are just recovering from the holidays, and so I really think mid-month this could kick in well. We are planning to do an additional e-blast around the 16th of January, just to refresh people's memory on this. And this is the page that we set up for restaurant month. So this is a restaurant specials and deals that's very similar to the hotel specials and deals. I think we should think about possibly maintaining this so that every month we had a good response. I think we have 12 or 13 restaurants on the page. They came up with some really good offers, and people are clicking through to this quite often. So I think if we can get the restaurants in the habit of submitting the specials, it's a good addition to the website and Morro Bay's offerings. This was an interview that they did with Neil Smith on Windows on the Water for Restaurant Month. It's Eat, Drink, Eat, Drink, Explore. It's a podcast that they do in the county. And I don't have the video going, but it was just he provided a recipe. It was online as a podcast, so just some additional exposure. We're going to talk about this at the next meeting. We've updated from some of the revisions that we got from you on the mobile website, and we are pretty much ready to launch that. We want you guys to take a look at it probably tomorrow. I'll provide you with the URL so you can play around with it on your article that came out on Restaurant Month in San Luis Obispo County, which was really nice because the whole state is doing Restaurant Month, but they did center in on San Luis Obispo County. So you got some good news there. A couple of articles in the Bay News. This was from December. We obviously have the new tourism director and our lighted boat parade on the front page. And this was an Audubon journal that picked up the press release for the Bird Festival. So that was a national publication that detailed some of the events and really keyed in on the family day for the Bird Festival. We've also sent out, that press release got sent out to all the school districts as well, like we did the Tall Ship. So we've had some response from some supervisors and administration on, you know, if they can get their students over here. So that's been a good communication. And this is Visit California, and this is also the Winter Bird Festival. They picked up the event and put it on their event page. So we're getting good exposure, and I think it will be a successful event. These are news releases that have either just gone out. Restaurant Month, we talked about. The Bird Festival was well published as far as the press release. We're working on a winter activities for February and March, which will go out the end of January. And then we're still working on a photo contest. I'm really excited about getting some contesting going on the website because I think we need some more interaction. So we'll talk about that at the next meeting. into analytics, we are up significantly on website visits. So that. And this is the new versus returning visitors. We had a little bit of a discussion about this last month as to whether our numbers were good on returning visitors. And that's the handout that I gave you. I just pulled a quick survey from the web on tourism sites and what the average number should be. I think they came in with a 23% is the average norm for returning visitors to a tourism website. So we're right in there. We'll keep our eye on it. And they kind of went through all the different state websites and city websites to obtain those numbers.
Sherry, could you do an analysis of that returning versus new for the period since the new website went up?
Sure.
To date?
That'd yeah,
be great.
That would be good. So that's June.
Before we get off that part of the website, I just want to say, and this is a little interjection, a big thank you to the city staff of Morro Bay for working with the Tourism Bureau. For a number of months, about a year ago, we asked them and suggested that they put a link to our visitor serving website on their city government website. And when we first did that, there was some response, and then it moved on to our top 10 referring URL, and now they are, when you look at our Google Analytics, the city's website is our number one referring URL, and I would be suspect, I would be very curious to know if we're in their top 10 referring back to them, because it's just been a great partnership for us, and a special thanks to Andrea Luker for helping us make that happen.
Website, this will be even stronger because people will be able to navigate a little bit better. Smart devices, again, people using their iPads and tablets to a higher degree. And this is just what Joan was mentioning. The top referring site is the City of Morro Bay's website, and I think that's a great relationship to have. We're also, Google is very high on that list. LA Times, we're doing a very aggressive campaign with LA Times right now, so they came up number three. TripAdvisor, because of our presence there, also showing up in the top five and strong.
Do we have a link back to the city from the homepage of morrobay.org?
We do not.
Okay.
I, I thought in that information where it's like about Morro Bay and you go over and it says like city and you click on the city and it takes you over. Somehow I remember that. Although I haven't actively sought that out lately, to be honest with you.
There is a link there, but there is not, you know, the city has an actual visitor site button on the homepage, which is pretty prominent. And so we don't have anything on our homepage.
We don't have anything that says city government site or something like that.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a thought, though.
It's a thought.
Mm-hmm. These are our top 10 referring cities. San Luis Obispo showing up number one. Then we've got San Francisco and LA in the 2 and 3 spots. We've got the Central Valley with Fresno and Bakersfield down the line a little bit. We are going to start elevating our. I think it's just interesting to see what we can get. I'd love to see Arizona pop up there, and we'll keep our eye on national as well. I have no idea why New York. I mean, we're doing a little bit of national as far as online, but it's constant, you know.
Sherry, I have a question on this. Is any way we could benchmark this to some goal? Because it doesn't make, you know, just a number is fine. I mean, I'm hoping every time goes up. But is it any way, like with the county or, you know, one of the best city in the county that we could probably benchmark ourselves, see really how we're doing?
Sure.
Is it possible to do that?
To do some comparisons,
yes.
And then maybe set some goals for how we can get these numbers
exactly
higher? Sure. Okay, Jackrabbit is down a little bit, but fairly even with last year's numbers. The lodging report is up significantly, and again, we feel like it's because it takes so little time to get to your individual hotel websites. When we start comparing the same website to the same website, we'll see a little bit of closing of the gap there, but it's a good report. TOT for November is up significantly. Really happy to see that, and we hope that continues, obviously, through the winter months and into our high season. The photos, we had 100 shares, people, you know, taking it to their Facebook page, and, you know, both local and out-of-town contributors there to those Facebook posts. And we posted quite a bit about Restaurant Month. We're currently doing a lot about the Bird Festival on the Facebook page, and obviously having lots of photographers contribute some beautiful pictures that helps the whole scene. Twitter's still going strong, and we're not actually spending a whole lot of time on Twitter. They've created so many posts of their own that they get into the Morro Bay page, and we monitor and comment, but it's mostly the audience that's contributing to the Morro Bay site. And these are more Twitter posts, and that's the end. Any questions?
Yeah. One more question. On the restaurant situation for this month, are we going outside the area where I'm seeing probably a lot of people using those coupons for the local, you know, local people are using it. What's our plan to, you know, expand and see people from outside coming in and joining those restaurant discounts?
One of the things we could do is we changed out the Slow VCB banner ad that we have to a restaurant month specific, and then it links to the restaurant page. That's something that we could do with some of our other online, you know, just for 2 weeks or something. I think that's, and restaurant month would be perfect because they come over, you know, they can come over just for a day or 2 days and take advantage of that. So we can discuss that.
Oopsie. Okay. Thank you, Sherry, very much for your in-depth report there. It was great. Love to see a good month, good figures, good, good, good. And now we are moving, after thanking Sherry, to B, the Tourism Bureau Executive Director's Report. And for that, we will turn to Karen Moss.
Thank you, Joan, and good morning, everybody, committee members, and to those who are listening here. I'd like to take an opportunity to thank the Chamber of Commerce, Craig Schmidt and his staff, for being so helpful and gracious to me in my first month on the job. Many of their former employees, three, that is, are now working for us at the Visitor's Center. And believe me, I could not have gotten those doors open without them, and I'm very grateful to them and many community members and board, of course, who've been really helpful in getting the party started. I want everyone to be sure to remember to save the date for our official grand opening party on February 7th from 4 to 7 o'clock at the Visitor's Center. The event is open to the public, and invitations and press releases will be going out within the next week. The Visitor's Center did open on schedule on January 2nd. Our goal was to have the office fully staffed by the 15th, but I'm happy to say that we are now fully staffed. We're open 7 days a week. Our hours are not signed, so I think you're going to see we're going to be building some traffic. We're still having a few little kinks with our technology and working with BCA on our website updates, but we are a work in progress, but we are fully functional at this time. As Sherry reported, I've worked with BCA and the Slow VCB on Restaurant Month, and I agree with you, Alex. We need to create some traffic-generating promotions that are ongoing for our restaurants even after Restaurant Month. And just basically, getting to work with the agency and the regional entities to create some cooperative marketing opportunities and promotions. I'm always looking for ways that we can get our message out there at no cost or low cost to us. When Sherry will later be making her report about our where we're going to be having our rack cards. Personally, I always look for opportunities to take my own fam trip to those areas to introduce myself and to get a relationship going with the people that are actually working at those centers, those welcome centers, promoting us. And I think that's it's been a valuable thing to do in the past. So that's pretty much my report right now. We're working on our event grants and coming up with some guidelines for the types of things that we're going to be underwriting, and we'll be reporting on that at our next meeting. So thank you very much. See you on the 7th at our grand opening. Any questions from anyone?
I don't know if you have it with you, but do you have the new Visitor Center phone number that you could announce? I did have it. I thought I had it, and then I didn't.
I was told by Craig that as soon as the chamber moves and gets set up in their new offices, there will be some mechanism on their phone whereby it will say, if you're calling about tourism, press 2. Or some number. I can't give you all of the specifics on that. And as far as the 800 number, I don't have an answer for you on that.
Okay.
I'm looking into, is that 800 number coming to us, or do we have to get another one? Do we need one? Looking into it.
The chamber had indicated that they were going to cut that phone number loose and have it moved over to us. And I don't know when they're having their phone switched, but that phone number was supposed to come to us, and it's printed on our guides and stuff like that.
Right. Well, so they're moving right now. I heard from Craig yesterday.
They
they're
okay.
In flux right now. They're
supposed to get that 1-800.
Yeah.
Number,
right?
They wouldn't need it.
We'll get it. They don't want it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. We'll work on that.
Bureau.
1-800 would do because especially if the people calling from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, terrific. So we'll work with the chamber on that through the Tourism Bureau to get that number. So now we move to see the in-depth review of the transient occupancy tax report. And for that, we were going to have John Myers, but we're still having technical difficulties. He has the ability to speak to us, but he cannot hear us. So he won't be able to take any questions regarding that report, and I'm wondering if we just want to table it for the next meeting or...
Let's
table it for the next Tourism Bureau meeting.
For our next TBID meeting so people could hear about that in-depth report?
We have a quarterly report, so it's going to be on there. It's going to be a standing report on there. But I'm just saying for our information to get into it, we can get into it at the next Bureau meeting. But then the following quarterly report will come at the quarter, at our next meeting in April. Every quarter we'll have this in-depth TOT report, correct? Correct. They're yelling at you about your microphone.
On the TBID agenda, there'll always be the marketing report, the Tourism Bureau report, and the review of the transient occupancy tax. Those will be standard items on your quarterly meetings.
I have new information coming from AGB off the side curtain. They are saying that we can use the telephone to go through a microphone. So we have to dedicate a microphone on to John, which we can do in his empty seat. Okay, let's bring John in. Okay, so you know what we'll do is here. Let's put it here, and that way we can pass it. I'll put my microphone down to him,
and we'll do this.
Yeah, but then we
before
have to pass
you start,
the
I have one more. One
before
question.
We start, hang on, John.
What phone number is on our website right now?
We just updated the website as of yesterday with the correct phone number.
Which number we have?
Do the 1633.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So they can ask the question into the microphone, and you can respond. Okay. So we're all getting to our in-depth TOT pages here. One moment, please. Pull your reports up, folks. Hang on, John. Here it is. I can share with you, Michelle. Okay. Let me get my glasses on. Okay. Is everybody ready for John to start? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, John.
I just want to make sure I get credit for being present.
Yes, you have credit for being present. Is that true, Rob?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Anyway, I'll try to go through it relatively quick because I know there's a bunch on the agenda. The first page is the the regular Smith research page, same format as before, updated through October. I think the interesting points here would be, I'm just going to stay with the year-to-date numbers. In terms of ADR, 11 to 12, up 7.14%. There was second highest gain of any location on the page or in the state. And then in terms of RevPAR, 12.21% increase year-to-date, which is tremendous to everybody. That's the good news. The bad news is that our occupancy was only up about 2%, 4.72%, which that sounds good, county, and actually we lost ground through October of last year. Kind of good news and bad news there. The next page, the motel receipts and total lodging receipts, this one I just think is interesting to see it laid out this way. And I'm just going to talk about total lodging receipts, forget about the motel part of it. It's interesting if you look at just first quarter results. This and these are fiscal years, so this first quarter is the summer quarter. We had $8.2 million for the summer quarter, well above any other year in history, so obviously it did come in as the best quarter. The fall quarter is also coming in quite high, and I think it's interesting to be able to do a quarter-to-quarter comparison across the board, left to right, and you can see exactly where our performance relates to where it's been historically. The next page, it's very similar, but this is, we're talking about breaking it up by seasons, and I think one of our other primary goals was to work on occupancy, particularly during the low the shoulder and low seasons. This one you can see in terms of if you could just really focus on the January through March quarter, you know, there's been a moderate degree of improvement in occupancy, ADR, and RevPAR straight across the board. So, I mean, things are moving in the right direction, but I think it's still important to note that we're actually losing ground in the rest of the county when it comes to total occupancy. For 2012, we were up 11.1%, which is technically the highest of anybody there. I mean, the Tascadero is at 21.4 and the Arroyo Grande is 61.5, but they were very small to begin with, and in both cases, they're additions of one new property in each of those locations. So if you compare Morro Bay with the big ones, Paso Robles, Pismo, Slow City, that's incorporated, we look pretty good. If you start at the top left, where Morro Bay, where it shows for fiscal 08-09, and the TOT was $1,849,000, right below that is a percentage of 8.4%. That's our, basically our share of the total TOT pie for the county. So we got 8.4%, Paso Robles, 12.2%, Pismo, actually I guess Slow Unincorporated led the way at 27.8%. If you then go down to the last year where we're showing our share of the pie is 7.9%, but technically between 09 and 12, we actually lost ground. We lost a piece of the pie. Those gaining share really are the small guys, the Arroyo Grandes, Escuderos, and Grover Beach, with the exception of Pismo, which was up a tad bit. And the big loser up there is really the Slow Unincorporated, which went from 27.8 to 25.9. So, again, you know, there's good news in that TOT is up 11.1%. There's bad news is we're bringing in a smaller piece of the pie than we did.
About the percentage of the share, are you taking into consideration with that percentage total number of rooms available? I'm sorry, John.
Strictly based on TOT. If it's just on the first line again, 08-09, where we're showing 1,849.
Uh-huh.
If it's the totals across to the right, total county of 22,111,000, that's 100%. So we're 8.4% of that total TOT for the county.
Okay. Thank you. That
but
answers.
Strictly on a TOT basis.
Yeah. That answers my question. Thank you.
Okay, John, you're back.
Okay. Go to the next page real quick. And this was kind of an experimental page for me. So there's a lot of numbers on here. But the only thing, what I was trying to do was look at...
Go ahead.
In the HDL report, they break out a separate page, which is tourist-related TO or sales tax. And this change now is talking about sales tax. And in HDL defines tourist-related sales tax as service stations, restaurants, and art, gift, and novelty stores. So this is the HDL definition of tourist revenues. So if you look at the full year tourism-related revenues, $777,000 of revenues, the gasoline, just to see what, in their definition of tourist-related sales tax revenues, what did we do? So you got full year tourism less service station, which is kind of right in the middle of the page. Starts out at $398,000 and effectively doesn't change until 2012 when all of a sudden it jumps to $429,000. And that growth is almost all related to restaurants. If you go, now jump to where it says sales tax total on the left. Now it's got first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, full year. So that's according to HDL, the full year of sales tax. that number will not balance to the city's budget numbers because there's a county pool, a state pool, and then the triple flip that's all come into play. So these are gross numbers at point of sale. You know, it's a transaction that actually happened in the city of Morro Bay. So the full year, you can see it starts at 07, it starts at $1,405,000. And then in 2012, it's down to $1,297,000, which is kind of an alarming drop. I figured let's take service stations out of there because that just the price of gas causes a wide fluctuation. And then I also said let's go ahead and take when you do that you find out you see in 2007 we made $1,119,000 in sales tax revenue, and then in 2012 we started in 2007 with $721,000 in sales tax. And we wound up in 2012, $200,000 lower with $520,000 of sales tax. I was thinking this is something we probably want to have a discussion with our friends over in the economic development side, Craig and the guys. If this is accurate, it's saying that, you know, everything other than tourism and gas is really falling quickly. It's kind of an alarming story when you look at that. Does that make sense to you guys?
My concern is that I personally think gas needs to be left in there because it's a commodity. I mean, hotel rooms are a commodity, for example. And in hotel rooms, we count across the board all year long the TOT revenue. The fluctuation in hotel rooms is based on demand. It goes up and down. The cost of a hotel room goes up and down based on events that occur within the city, within the county, and pressure on those. Gasoline is a commodity also, and whatever pressure is put on it throughout the world, you know, 2 cents makes a huge difference when you talk about the amount of gas that's sold. I really think that gasoline needs to be left in there because we are a drive market and tourism is contributing to that gasoline cost.
Well, I haven't, in the next page you'll say I haven't taken it out. I'm just saying to be able to analyze the trend of sales tax revenue or sales tax income, one of the first things we looked at was how are we going to share costs for the visitor center between the city and the TBIT? And so we tried to figure out what percentage of total, how much does tourism account for all the businesses, of all the business in Morro Bay? You know, the total economy in Morro Bay, how much was related to tourism? So that's what I was really trying to get to here. And this, if you look at the top set of numbers, which is percent of sales tax related to tourism, all the numbers below that are just the supporting numbers there, and they're there because the formulas are built on pulling numbers out of those other tables. So just going to focus on the first table at the very top. What I did over a five-year period, or actually a six-year period, with 2012 being a lot of estimate in there, was look at the difference between, you know, a dollar growth in motel receipt equated to X number of dollars of growth in transactions that were subject to sales tax. And so I just looked at the high and low, the third versus the first quarter for sales tax related transactions and lodging receipts. And it came out that for every dollar of lodging receipt for 2007, it generated $1.81 of transactions that generated sales tax. So it did that for all 6 years, and the range as you go to our high is based on, and not just motel receipts, but sales tax receipts, is based on tourism. So that everything above the first quarter, any amount of sales tax revenue above the amount earned in the first quarter was related to tourism. So for the second quarter, if there was 29, now let me back up and say what figure, easier way to say this. You know, sorry, compared to the growth, the change in motel receipts to sales tax transaction receipts. I assumed all the fluctuation above the minimum was related to tourism. And then multiplied the factor, this is very hard to do on the phone, it would not be in there. Forget the four numbers, the net worth.
Okay.
If you look at 2007, in the bold numbers, is $40,152. That would be...
John, where are you on this?
Where are you?
Okay, still on the very... I'm still looking at the very top section. Forget the bottom four, just the part that's percent of sales tax related to tourism.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We've got...
Okay, you've got 1.81, and then there's a 12,592.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going across that line.
I gotcha.
When you get to $40,152 worth of sales, or 36.8% of the total sales. And I assumed that gas was 50% tourist related and 50% local related. So that added another $15,200. So you come up with 39.7% of the sales tax generated in Morro Bay was related to tourism. And then what I did was I did that for five consecutive years to make sure that, you know, the range stayed relatively, that if the assumptions were correct, that the number shouldn't change a heck of a lot. And so you can see it was 39.7 in 07, and it was, you know, between 35 and 39% the entire 5 years. So I think that says that, you know, we're probably between 35 and 39% of sales tax is directly related to tourism. If you go back to the left-hand side there, which is the 1.81% or 1.81 factor, you see that goes 1.71, then 6.7, then 7.2, then 6.2. I think what that's telling us is that since that number is declining, that means we're getting less transactions, less dollar value of transactions subject to sales tax for every dollar of motel revenue that we're earning. So it's saying we're not, our conversion of getting somebody in town and then eating in town or shopping in town has been going down. We're losing ground in that regard.
2007 and 2008, those were booming years for the economy as a whole. So, of course, as people may be traveling, 5 years ago, they had more money to spend. They're going to go out to the shops. They're going to go and spend more. Now, people are traveling, but they have less expendable money. So they're going to eat a sandwich instead of go out to Windows on the Water. They're being more economical. So I think that's part of what we're seeing, too, because I know in our record last 20 years, 2007 and 2008 were one of the best years. It was right before the bubble burst. So I think that is a little bit of this as well. You know, that was the high end of the bubble. And so people are doing things a little bit more budget oriented and a little bit more on a, you know, thrifty budget. So I just want to make that comment.
Yeah, and I think your point is absolutely correctly taken, because we're looking at the two best years in history right there.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, you look at performance for this past year and look at what success the lodging industry has had in raising ADR and RevPAR. So we're getting people, we've got our occupancy up a little bit, but we've got our ADR and RevPAR up substantially. So I think we're probably still leaving, this probably will take some discussion to get to the bottom of this thing, but I think it's also then says we need the importance to partner with economic development, because it may be that we're getting people, we're getting customers, we're getting tourists to come into town and stay with us, but we're not getting that to take advantage of what's available in town, or maybe what we have in, available in town, see what it is that our tourist customer wants, and try to be, I think, more responsive to what they'd like to see or what they would like to do or participate in there in town to get them to leave a larger share of their wallet with us.
Okay. I think everybody here, you can't see us, but we're all shaking our heads yes at you. So can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we're all shaking our heads yes at you. But Alex has a question. Hang on.
I have a...
You have to ask it.
John, I have a question on this. My understanding, when the gas prices goes up, we usually have less traffic. So it's kind of difficult to just look at the gas station revenue and in total if you're not looking at the volume of the sales versus the price of the gas. So this number, it's going to be hard for us to really identify as a measurement, and I'm not sure we should look at that. What do you think?
I just think it's important that maybe we put it, it is included in these numbers, and if the on the right-hand side, you can see service station sales, so you can see how it's fluctuated. The numbers I've got do not tell us the volume of the gas that was pumped, but it tells us the price of gas at various times during the year. I think we included...
Number shows what is how much is related to price versus, I mean, if you have a volume, you probably could figure that out. I don't know if you have access to that or not.
I think we could give that a shot, and I thought about doing it, but
I just want to see the number
really.
If you're going to use a number, I think we should get it such that we know if the price is high, it's affecting our business. I don't know if you have any information on that. Just something to think about, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I think I've got on top of that is the price fluctuation of gas.
Right.
I guess we could look at the fluctuation of the price of gas versus sales tax receipts excluding gas or TO2 revenues by quarter or something like that and see if we could draw a correlation.
That makes sense. Maybe we should look at that then. Okay.
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
Thank you.
Hang on, John. Oopsie. There we go. I had to turn the microphone on. Sorry. John, I think that we're moving into a time frame here because we do have a bureau meeting following this. I think we should had a suggestion from a member here that we take the TOT report for file and have you work with Karen to come up with some ideas and maybe take the suggestions that the board has had to, if you have a little bit of time while you're in Palm Springs, if you have time on your hands, to maybe hone in on some of those suggestions that have been made, and then we can take a look at it at the next bureau meeting and then come up with an action plan. Take a motion to accept the report for file.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
It was motioned by Member Hawkes and seconded by Member Biagini. And since we have John teleconferenced in, we have to poll the board. Is there any further discussion? No? So all in favor, we'll start with Member Beeman.
I agree.
Okay.
Agree.
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 Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Unanimous decision. Thank you very much, everyone. We accept it for file, and we'll move forward with the action plan that we've proposed. John, do you want to hang in there for the discussion of the bylaws here? Okay, terrific. So if we can just have everybody turn to the next thing on the agenda, which was the redline bylaws. We discussed our bylaws at a previous meeting, and Rob made the corrections and got them back to us. Is there any further discussion that anyone would like to have on the corrections to the bylaws, or can we amend them as redline and accept them for file? Members?
Rob has something.
Rob has something.
Just for your discussion framing it, one of the changes, obviously, is that one that's still out there that I haven't had the time to get to council is about making certain the chair and the vice chair are presiding officers. So that really there isn't any discussion on. You've already acted on that. But your discussion on the absences, we've gone from 3 and 4, and I put it down to 2 and 3 because of the fact that you are going to have less meetings per year. That's why I set it down, and I would recommend that. That's what we did for the other boards that are meeting quarterly. And the other item I think I need to add, though, is under appointment in that last sentence where it says, in addition, other changes you might have. If not, I'm going to get this to council probably in the next month or so.
I make a motion that we approve the amended bylaws that Rob has just mentioned with that addition of the advisory board.
I second to that.
Excuse me. Thank you, Rob, for that. And we have a motion and a second on the table. Is there any further discussion? And, John, were you able to hear that?
No, it didn't come through.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll just abstain because I think I'm okay with it anyway.
Okay. All right. So is there any further discussion? No. Okay. Then all in favor, and we need to poll the board. So here we go. All in favor?
Aye.
Member Beeman?
Aye.
Member Meany?
Aye.
Hawkes?
Aye.
Solulu, aye?
Aye.
Yes.
And Member Myers, you're abstaining? Okay, so we have a full board vote, and the motion carries. And with that, back to the agenda here. We are down at declaration of Harbor Festival and Oyster Festival report we can do here, but they're also on the Bureau report, and both written reports have been turned into the city and were accepted into the city files. We can have a discussion of them. Our direction last time we discussed these reports was to just accept those final reports and not have people appear before us. So that's what, guys, I moved right past those knowing that those were on the Bureau agenda. So we are moving now towards declaration of future agenda items, and just want to remind the public here that we are going to quarterly meetings. Our next meeting will be televised in April, but you're also invited to come out and see the Tourism Bureau meetings, and we'll be meeting monthly over at the Community Center. And are there any future declaration of agenda items for the TBID meetings?
I have a declaration of item, and that is to discuss, review, just to review the request for funding.
That's on the Bureau. That's on the Bureau.
But we're going to get it, and the TBID just for quarter, no. Just to see those requests for funding, right?
Correct. Okay. Do you mean funding for the following year to agenda us?
Or yeah, okay. People that need money from us for events, they're going to go to the Bureau.
Exactly.
Okay, and we're, as the TBID.
So he can hear you.
Oh, for crying out loud, just go swimming. Anyway. I know what you're doing, John. What all I want to see here on the TBID for public review is, because we're already going to be approving those at the Bureau, is that we're going to announce what events and how much money we're going
to
give them.
Exactly. So as to the amount of funding that you'll be requesting from the city, because I mean, it does flow. You're the administrator from the general fund money. Yeah, obviously, the other money will flow on its own.
Let me make sure clear. Are we going to discuss the financial anyway every quarter? What
yes.
We spend?
Yes.
It should be part of the agenda anyway.
Absolutely.
To review
right.
The budget.
Exactly. Okay. But I think in the April right. one, what you'll be doing is solidifying what you'll be asking for through the Bureau and through
right.
the TBID for the following year.
Right.
Terrific.
Makes sense.
All right, so we've got general fund funding added and Additionally, the announcement of the funding requests that were fulfilled.
Are you wearing your thong, John?
Of funding grants. Announcement of funding grants. Okay.
I don't think John's here anymore.
Any other? Any other? He's there. Any other items? Okay. With that, I will look for a motion for us to adjourn, and the board will reconvene at the community center as the Tourism Bureau Board. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
John is making the motion to adjourn.
John
Go ahead,
is making.
John seconded.
Seconded by Karen Biagini. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. We will see you soon.
John,
thank you very much.
Thong.
Happy New Year.
No, your thong in the pool.